This is episode 56 of the ActorCast on technique versus instinct. Welcome to ActorCast, the podcast that broadcasts the work, advice, and insight of actors, writers, directors, producers, and other industry experts in show business. I'm your host, Patrick McAndrew. Sit back, take notes, and enjoy the show. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the ActorCast. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode. Today we are talking about an interesting concept in the wide world of acting, and that is technique versus instinct. Now, much of the time, at least in my opinion, these two things go hand in hand together, but there is a lot of speculation out there in the acting world as to how should I approach my acting? Should I approach it specifically with very critical and in-depth critique and analysis? This often involves doing an immense amount of research before going into a role. It often involves really digesting the psychological mindset of a character. Sometimes a lot of method actors, for example, will really lean heavily on technique and really kind of going into a sense of psychosis when performing as a character. Or should I work off of primarily instincts? Should I go into a scene moment to moment and really digest what's happening live in the moment and not get too heady, not rely on what's going on in my head, but rather rely on what my scene partner is giving me and how I would just naturally react to that as my character when performing on stage? A lot of people will go into one of these two camps. You'll have a lot of actors who, especially those who have worked in the Lee Strasberg technique or the method, who are incredibly analytical. And then you'll have those who are perhaps more Meisner-based, who are all about reacting to what the scene partner is giving them. I think that we can do both of these. Now, that said, I'm not really much of a method actor myself. I don't find that sort of acting helpful for me and my craft. However, there are a lot of actors out there who do find these methodologies helpful. So, just based off what I have learned in my studies as an actor, and kind of the conclusion that I've come up with based on this conversation between technique and instinct, is that before you are performing on stage, it's important to think of the character as a whole person, as an entity. It's really beneficial, in my opinion, to not just go into a performance completely blind, outside of learning your lines, of course. I think that there are some actors out there who will learn their lines and then that's basically it. And then they'll go on stage, they'll have a very generalized idea of what they are wanting to portray as this character, and then they do it. I don't think that these performances are the strongest. I think the times that I haven't done as in-depth really analysis of what's going on with my character before I've performed, I haven't felt good about my performances with that either. So I always think that before a performance, before performances begin, maybe even before rehearsals begin, actually, that you develop a cohesive understanding of who this character is. That goes into not only learning the lines, but learning about the given circumstances of the play, learning about the relationship of the character to the other characters in the play or in the script, learning about the world of the play as well. So learning about the time period, maybe learning about the specific state or country or city that your character is living in. Where did your character grow up? I think that a lot of times this information is in the script alone. So I'm a big believer that a lot of times you can get everything you need within the script. However, it could only help you getting some dramaturgical background as well. It's always great working alongside a dramaturg, especially with plays that have a very rich history behind them, just to develop a deeper understanding of the world that you're acting in, because that's going to inform your actions as a character in this world. So I always think that it's really important to do at least a fundamental sort of analysis of your character, of the play, because that could only benefit you, I think. I think that doing that sort of homework will only prove to be beneficial once you're out on stage performing. Now, to go back to talking about instinct, I think that there is an immense amount of value on instinct, especially once you go into the rehearsal period, but then even more so once you're in performances. It is crucial that you do not stay in your head when you are performing on stage, because then you're not living moment to moment, you're not present, you're not really listening to your scene partner, you're not listening to what's going on stage, or, you know, when you're on camera, on set. You really need to be present in these moments, and it's not going to help you thinking back to what you were researching prior, maybe several weeks or several months before performing this role. It's also a big reason why I am a strong believer in learning your lines as soon as possible. There is going to be a lot of you listening to this podcast who disagree with me, but I think that when you learn your lines as soon as possible and get that working into your head so that it becomes second nature, that you don't even think about the lines that you are saying when you're performing them, I think it just makes your performance, specifically in my case, my performance, but also in performances I see sometimes as well, that much richer. It feels that much more spur of the moment. It feels that much more instinctual and authentic and real than if you are getting too heady about what you are saying. It's very rare, actually, that we think about what we're saying when we're saying it. And so I think it's important to embody this sort of tendency when we are performing on stage. So when we are in performances, and I think even in rehearsals as well, it's much better to rely on our instincts. That said, what I do recommend is really honing in on your technique, your research, and analysis. I see all of that as homework before you go into the rehearsal room. Because once you have that knowledge, along with your lines, ingrained in your mind, in your body, you're going to be able to use that as fuel while you are performing. You're going to be able to let go and trust yourself when you're performing, and trust that all that prior work that you did will reveal itself in your performance. So technique is of some of the most utmost importance when training as an actor, when performing as an actor. But I also believe that being instinctual and working on practicing that instinct as well is of the utmost importance too. So really think about these things in your next performance as an actor. Think about your technique, your analysis, diving into the meat of a role. But then when it comes time for performance, let that analysis go and just let it breathe into yourself and let it just live in your performance moment to moment. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of ActorCast. You can head to actorcast.fm and leave us a review to let us know what you thought of this episode. If you haven't already done so, sign up for our newsletter to get the latest and greatest information on upcoming guests, showcases, and much more. I look forward to catching you all in the next episode, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out and create.